Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Obama and President-elect Donald J. Trump issued completely different statements about the death of Fidel Castro. We're going to be talking about the implications of his death on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Fidel Castro has been the dictator of communist Cuba for many years. In fact, when I was young in school in Florida, I remember in the 60s in school where we had to do these drills for emergency bombs that would hit us any moment coming from Cuba. That was getting missiles from the Soviet Union. We had to go under our desk and prepare and hunker down for the possible threat of a nuclear war that was coming from communist Cuba. Anyone who praises this dictator, this brutal tyrant, is just simply ignoring history or has a completely distorted worldview, Matt. And we have two diametrically opposed statements, one from President Obama, who does nothing to condemn the tyranny and the death and the murders and the confiscation of property and the horror that he has inflicted upon the Cubans in his country. And then on the other hand, we have Donald Trump, who says that the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Fidel Castro's legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights.
Well, both Senator Marco Rubio in Florida of Cuban descent and Senator Ted Cruz, also of Cuban descent, their family members experienced the brutal oppression of this monster. And they called President Obama's extremely tepid, carefully worded statement that he put out, they called it pathetic. President Obama said this: "At this time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. We know that this moment fills Cubans in Cuba and in the United States with powerful emotions, recalling the countless ways in which Fidel Castro altered the course of individuals' lives." Think about that. Altered the course of individual lives, i.e. imprisoned family members, killed people, had them executed. He says families of the Cuban nation. Okay. "History will record and judge the enormous impact of this singular figure on the people of the world around him." History, he's already been judged by his brutal actions throughout his regime, Matt. It's unbelievable that this weak president, who obviously is sympathetic to the socialist Marxist views of Fidel Castro, and look at the rest of the left, they're lionizing this guy as a hero.
You know, on one of the radio stations in Orlando, there was a family who was being interviewed, and they were talking about when Castro came to power. They were in their family owned and operated business, and the military police under Castro's orders came in and told them to evacuate their own place of business, which they had built. They had 1 hour to leave, that this was now the property of the Cuban communist dictatorship, and they had to leave. These are the kinds of stories that are the legacy of Fidel Castro. And also, in one particular case, there was a sailor who was on a ship who was there to guard against incoming USSR Soviet Union ships that were bringing missiles. The USSR, you remember back in the 60s, was in the Cold War with the United States. They were using Cuba as a launching place to launch nuclear weapons into the United States, and they were shipping missiles to Cuba, which is only about 60 miles from South Florida. So it would have been a very easy place to lob missiles into the United States.
The Bay of Pigs.
There was a ship that was coming in loaded with missiles, and this individual was right there with the commander of that Navy vessel who ordered that USSR ship to stop. It did not stop. They then readied the missiles and they were going to take it out. Had they fired, it would have caused the war between the USSR and the United States. Fortunately, at the last minute, the USSR ship turned away. We were minutes literally away from having a nuclear holocaust that would take place between the USSR and the United States of America. And this is all Castro's legacy.
You know, Matt, I think when I heard about his death, the first thing I thought about was a friend of mine who was born in Cuba, grew up in Cuba. He was able to see the Jesus film while he was there, and he realized that there was hope for him. So he got in a raft by himself in the middle of the night and escaped to the United States. And to think about, you know, he and many others were living under that kind of oppression, and they saw a glimmer of hope, which he now serves in ministry here in the United States. But to think of, he's just one example of so many people that were living oppressed and of fear because of this man.
You know, I was on a vacation, my wife and I, some years ago. We were down in the Key West, and we were taking a catamaran ride with, you know, other people, and we were coming back. And I'll never forget this scene. It was Cuban refugees on homemade inner tube rafts,
wow,
trying to make landfall on the shore. If they did, of course, they then they're granted asylum in the United States. That's one of the things we did to the Cuban refugees. And it was, I'll never forget it. They were intercepted by the USS Coast Guard before they got to the water. And the person who was driving the catamaran played the song Living Like a Refugee.
Wow.
He thought it was a joke. I'm looking at these people that are fleeing.
They're desperate.
They're desperate,
yeah,
to leave communist Cuba. This was, you know, in the late 1990s. This is not back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. This isn't the 20th century, moving towards the 21st century. People literally risk their lives to get on rafts, hoping,
right,
that the current will take them to South Florida so they could come to a place of freedom.
Right.
But Matt, these people weren't just fleeing from a man. They were fleeing from an ideology.
Right.
An ideology that has failed in every continent that it has been tried, on every island in the case of Cuba and elsewhere. An ideology that says that God is not the measure of all things, but rather that man is the measure of all things. And if man is the measure of all things, with a fallen, sinful nature, as we all have, this leftist striving for some kind of utopia inevitably and invariably ends up a dystopia. And that's what we have seen in Cuba. They're still driving around 1950s, you know, vehicles and everything. And the left talks about it like it's charming. I mean,
they can't get new parts. They can't get new cars. I mean, when
they're
Cuba does finally open
poverty.
Up, it'll be a haven for antique cars, because
right,
they literally are driving around in the fit. It's like it's a country in part that's frozen in time, and that's why they're driving in the 1950s. These are the cars they had during the revolution when Castro took over.
But yeah, Castro's living a life of luxury with money and women and everything else that he could want, while these other people living in oppression. It's just so wrong.
Well, it really, I think, underscores the difference in ideology. And for anyone to celebrate this man and his legacy, or to say generically that history will judge it. Well, history's already judged this man's legacy. He's been a tyrant, a dictator, an oppressor of human freedom and rights. He lined people up. I mean, there's videos. You can watch it. It's no different than what other dictators did, where they lined people up and then just fired against them, shot them for no reason at all, other than that they wouldn't swear allegiance to Castro. In fact, even now, they've got 1,060 different locations throughout Cuba where they're asking people to again swear allegiance to the Castro legacy and communism.
Yeah. Matt, listen to this tweet. You know, Jill Stein, who ran for the Green Party, she's partnered now with Hillary Clinton with this scam. They're raising money on these fake recounts in Wisconsin and Missouri and elsewhere. But she tweeted this right after Castro's death, and I think this tweet really encapsulates the leftist position, the atheist secular left, the progressive left's position on worldview, because here's what she said. Fidel Castro was a symbol of the struggle for justice in the shadow of empire. Presidente, she says. This guy was a murderous tyrant, and she's celebrating him like some kind of folk hero and hero of the little man, of the people, the very people that he trampled on in order to enrich himself.
Well, you know, in this country, we are very blessed to have freedom. We're very, very blessed to have people from around the world in these repressive places like Cuba that literally are dying to get into this country, and we cannot and we must not take it for granted. We have been given a second chance, frankly, in this country by averting the disaster of Hillary Clinton and the repressive socialist ideology that she would also bring to this country. We need to not take it for granted. We need to now move forward and make sure that future legacies, future generations, enjoy the freedom that we enjoy. You can join Liberty Council in our fight for freedom. Go to Liberty Council's website at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.